This was something that happened a long time ago. Before signing the contract for the lease, I went to look at the apartment again. Its metal door had once been white, but that brightness had faded over time. It was a mess when I saw it, paint flaking off in patches to reveal the rust beneath. And if that had been all, I would have remembered it as nothing more than a scruffy old door. But there was also the way its number, 301, had been inscribed. Someone, perhaps another in a long line of temporary occupants, had used some sharp implement, maybe a drill bit, to scratch the number into the door surface. I could make out each individual stroke. 3. Itself 3 hand spans high. 0. Smaller, yet gone over several times, a fierce scrawl that attracted attention. Finally, 1. A long, deep-gouged line, taut with the effort of its making. Along this collection of straight and curved wounds, rust had spread, a vestige of violence, like long, dried bloodstains, hardened, reddish-black. I hold nothing dear, not the place where I live, not the door I pass through every day, not even, damn it, my life. Those numbers were glaring at me, clenching their teeth shut tight. That was the apartment I wanted that winter, the apartment where I'd chosen to spin out my days. As soon as I'd unpacked, I bought a can of white paint and a good-sized paintbrush. Neither the kitchen nor the bedroom had been repapered, and their walls were spotted with stains large and small. These dark splotches were especially conspicuous around any electrical switches. I wore pale gray tracksuit pants and an old white sweater, so the splatters wouldn't show up too badly. Even before I started to paint, I was unconcerned with achieving a neat, even finish. It would be enough, I reasoned, just to paint over the stains. Surely white splotches are better than dirty ones. I swept my brush over the large patches on the ceiling where the rain must have seeped through at one time, watching gray disappear beneath white. I gave the sink's grubby bowl a wipe with the washcloth before painting it that same bright white, never mind that its pedestal was brown. Finally, I stepped out into the corridor to paint the front door. With each swish of the brush over the scar-laced surface, its imperfections were erased. Those deep, gouged numbers disappeared. Those rusted bloodstains vanished. I went back inside the apartment to take a break and get warm. And when I came back out an hour later, I saw that the paint had run. It looked untidy, probably because I was using a brush rather than a roller. After painting an extra coat over the top so the streaks were less visible, I went back inside to wait. Another hour went by before I shuffled out in my slippers. Snow had begun to scatter down. Outside, the alley had darkened. The streetlights were not yet on. Paint can in one hand, brush in the other, I stood unmoving, a dumb witness to the snowflake's slow descent, like hundreds of feathers feathering down.